can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's just Ian. I think this may be the first time in the history of this program that I've actually been here all by myself. And I have to say that it doesn't really please me. I don't like talk radio that involves just some host monologuing his opinions. It's one of the main reasons why when I started Free Talk Live that I had brought in co-hosts with me. I had actually two co-hosts to start the show out with way back in 2002 when we got this thing kicked off. And, kind of had various different co-hosts over the years and have appreciated all of their assistance. And usually when one of them is out, as Mark is the first couple days in this week, he should be back tomorrow. Usually when one of them is out, I find people to come in. But things happen, unexpected. Life intervenes, and my fill-in guy is missing in action tonight. So hopefully he's okay. I'm here to take your phone calls, as always, at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So let's go to the phones and the fun. Cameron is in D.C. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you tonight, Ian?
A little lonely, Cameron. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry to hear that. If I was in New Hampshire, I'd come fill in for you with you.
I appreciate that.
I got a traffic ticket today.
Oh, no.
And I'm not happy about it. It was,
Is anyone ever happy about it?
Well, no. I'm sure there's some status jerk out there. That, oh, well, I'm doing my duty by paying it. I'm sure there's one of those somewhere. But, I've only ever had one before. I ran a red light a couple years ago. I really didn't. I turned right on a red when I wasn't supposed to. But today's ticket was a high occupancy vehicle lane violation in the state of Virginia.
High occupancy vehicle lane violation. Meaning
they have a carpool lane, or in this case, it was a whole car. Normally, it's just a lane, but the highway I was on today, I didn't realize this has a whole separate, two lane highway parallel to the other one that is all HOV.
HOV, yeah, I've seen those lanes. They don't have them around here in these parts of New Hampshire, but I've definitely seen those and driven in them. So they can pull you over basically for just being by yourself.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I grew up in Massachusetts. I lived in Philly for 7 years. I never really seen them. And when I came here a few months ago, it was new to me. And I was basically running late, and I was I saw this exit coming up, and I was in one town, and the meeting I had to get to was in the same city, actually. And I was like, well, I'll get off, and I'll take back roads, and I'll get by the traffic. And I saw the HOV sign, and they don't really make it clear that the exit leads to this parallel HOV road. I thought just the one lane was HOV. Mm. So I get on the exit, and I head down it, and there's no one there, and I see a cop, and the cop's waving me down, and I was like, oh, geez, is this road closed? What's the problem? And, she steps up, and I stop. I'm like, what can I do for you? And, need to pull over, HOV violation. And I was like, oh, no. And I pulled over, and she came up, and, I explained to her, I was like, listen, I have a Massachusetts license. I don't know how to drive in these things. I'm new to the area. She just talked right over me. You have violated statute, blah, 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 of the Virginia, blah, blah. And I, okay, I told her I was late for a meeting, so she took her sweet time, of course, to get me,
nice.
All my paperwork. And then, no, sign here. Well, what if I don't want to sign there? Well, then you're automatically guilty. So I signed, but I was like, I'm going, I'm taking this to court. BS, absolutely.
So well, you're going to take it to court and what?
That's what I'm calling you about, Ian. I hear all the stories about you guys, people, fighting tickets and not, refusing to pay. And I'm thinking about doing that because, I guess I technically violated the rule, but who are they to tell me? Unfortunately, I have to pay taxes, and my taxes, I assume, are going to go to that road, so why can't I drive on it?
Well, it's a good question, and I guess the other question I have, the question I have would be, what are they going to do if you don't pay? Here in New Hampshire, there's a $50 a day fine. Well, excuse me, not a fine, but essentially they will knock 50 bucks a day off for every day that you sit in a jail cell. I don't know if they offer that in other places, but presumably they must, right? I mean, because what would they do to somebody that didn't pay?
Are they going to do? I mean, I guess they could throw me in jail, but they're not going to throw. I mean, I guess they could throw me in jail and say you'll sit in here till you pay it. But I mean, that's going to cost them more money than it's going to make them.
Well, that's what my concern is. Here in New Hampshire, it it essentially counts toward the fine, but it may not be
that way
in other places. They may just, you know, there may be some sort of punitive jail punishment, like, oh, you don't want to pay the fine? Well, here, sit in jail for a month. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and you're in a place that you're not too familiar with. You say you live in Massachusetts?
Exactly. And I was talking to my friend Adam from New York, who's one of your amplifiers. I think you've met him before. And he was saying, you know, Ian and Mark always warn people that if they're not in New Hampshire or they're not somewhere with, like, a strong background and they don't know the area and they don't have a lot of Liberty backers, be careful what you do because there's not really anyone there to back you up. So I don't know. I mean, I thought, do I get civil disobedience about it? Do I just go in and argue my case and hope they get it off and if not pay it? Do I look up, look up obscure laws and try to fight it somehow? You know, I don't know what to do. I'm just, I mean, yeah, I guess I technically violated it. It was an accident, but, you know, who are they to tell me what to do, you know?
Well, certainly I agree with what you're saying. I don't know what the right approach is. I guess number one question is, what happens if you do nothing? I mean, are they going to put a warrant out for your arrest?
I have the paperwork with me now, and I've been working all day, so I haven't had much of a chance to look at it. But as soon as I get through the snowstorm and get home, I'm going to read it, and we'll see what's going to happen. I'll look it up. My roommate has lived here for a few years. I'll ask him if he knows anything, because I think he may have gotten one of these tickets before, too. So.
Well, definitely let us know what happens, because in many places they've got a real scam that involves, as far as traffic court, where they'll basically say, yeah, we'll let you challenge this, but you'll need to pay the full fine up front before you can challenge it. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that could go along with essentially taking this to court.
It's true. It's true. You know, and someone told me, well, you know, I fought it once and they reduced my fee. And I'm like, oh, if I could pay a reduced fee, I mean, it wouldn't be a total win, but at least I'm not paying as much money. And she says, but then you get to pay court costs. And I'm like, oh,
God.
Come on.
Yeah.
So there's really another fine on top of this fine. So I have to pay to go to court even though I don't want to go to court. What if I say I don't want to go, so I'm not going to, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess that's something that every time I hear about what's going on around the country as far as the different court situations and police and all of that, it gives me a new appreciation for being up here. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone paying court costs up here.
I don't either, you know, and I couldn't believe that. I was like, so I'm going to have to pay. She's like, well, she's like, you know, I got knocked, you know, they knocked 75 off mine. I'm like, okay, so if they did that, I'd be paying what, 50? She goes, oh, well, the court costs, it'll probably be back to like 125 or something. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, and
so what is it? What's the total amount for you? I missed that.
It was 125. Now, they do four levels. So your first violation, 125, and then
gotcha.
If you get a second within so many years, you know, it goes up, and then eventually it's like 1,000. And I read the other laws they have on there, and, you know, oh, not wearing a seatbelt over the age of 16, and just stuff that's like, why do they need to control that, really?
They're pretty hardcore about the traffic enforcement in Virginia, from what I understand. That's the state where you can't even have a radar detector, right?
Yeah, there's no, actually, my roommate was telling me that it's against the law to have a radar detector, so the police make radar detector detectors, and in turn, people have made radar detectors to get them back, so.
Wow. Well, let us know what transpires here, and let us know what the options are on the table, because I doubt there'll be very many that you'll want to be taking.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to follow up, read about it. I'll let you guys know what's up. And I had one more thought for you, and I had just a quick question for you.
Sure.
I don't know how the rules of this work or how your contract is. Have you and Mark ever thought of going on satellite radio at all?
Yep, sure. We've reached out to the folks over at XM and Sirius, and, they've got their lineup, and there are, in my opinion, there's some easy spots where we can go in, but it's just, they're not looking at making a change. If you're a subscriber, you could get in touch with them and let them know what you think, and I'm sure
I'm in a rental car right now, and it has XM and Sirius in it, so I might become a subscriber, in which case I will definitely put your name down. So.
Very good. Cameron, thanks for the call. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing
from
you. Thanks,
Ian.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up here, the story from last night that Sam and I didn't get a chance to get to about the TSA agent's MySpace profile that's somewhat revealing about his preferences. 800-259-9231, the same guy that's feeling people up at the airport, has some interesting sexual urges. 800-259-9231, and he still has his job. We'll come back, share that with you. I guess we won't, because it's just me. 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
Sam joining me on short notice. Appreciate you coming in here.
No problem.
800-259-9231. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. That is the point of the program, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, which is, by the way, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. So we're going to continue here, and we'll take your calls about anything. But, Sam, you were on the program last night, and as happens sometimes, we talk about, we sell things that we'd like to get to, but sometimes don't have the chance to because we have too many phone calls in, which is a good thing. That's a good problem to have because that's the focus of this program. But in the absence of your calls, we've got stuff to talk about. And one of those is it's another TSA-related story. We kind of had a TSA theme overarching the show last night, and we never got to this one. From Orlando and WESH.com. A Central Florida man has been arrested on charges he groped a young girl and asked her to be his sex slave. Charles Henry Bennett, 57, of Winter Garden, was charged with lewd and lascivious molestation and conduct with a minor under the age of 17. Police said that the victim made a written disclosure about the incident on January 24th. The incident happened when she was 12 years old, and the girl is now 15. She told police Bennett had touched her breast under her shirt, kissed her, and asked her to be his sex slave. Police did not disclose where the abuse took place or how Bennett and the girl met, which I think would be an interesting detail to learn about this, considering where this guy works.
Yeah.
The guy's 57, so I don't imagine that he's hanging out at the mall too often or wherever else it is that 12-year-old girls tend to hang out.
Well, and the other thing to point out here is that this guy's been working for the TSA for the last 2 years at least.
At least two years.
Yeah, this happened 2 years ago.
Right.
And since then, he's been on the job screening people every single day.
Police said the girl was reluctant to provide specific details about the incident and appeared sullen. They said she also expressed sorrow at the prospect of Bennett being arrested. While she didn't report any other episodes of abuse, she didn't deny other acts of sexual assault occurred, say police. Bennett, who's being held at the Orange County Jail on no bond, confirmed the incident occurred, but said he grabbed the girl from behind and groped both of her breasts over her clothes. In a written statement, he also confirmed that he had asked the girl to be his sex slave. Bennett's MySpace page lists his name as Master Charles or Sir. He also calls himself a master of BDSM, which stands for bondage, dominance, sadism, and masochism. The page also describes him as a swinger who wants to meet submissive females. The TV station went to Bennett's house seeking a comment on the charges. While no one answered, neighbors said they had seen a teenager at the home before. Police say they're conducting a protective investigation into the incident.
And
so this guy works for the TSA in the Orlando airport, and here's his about me from MySpace. I am a BDSM master and have many years' experience in the lifestyle and as a trainer. I'm very open-minded and expect the same from friends. I enjoy meeting new PPL in the lifestyle and those that are curious. Would like to meet submissive females and those that are, using the letter R, curious about the lifestyle. So how does this guy manage to molest a 12-year-old girl, presuming she's not related to him? That's typically how molestation occurs.
Right.
It makes you wonder, was this something that was TSA-related, or did he meet her, you know, on some internet chat room somewhere, and it's just a coincidence that he's with the TSA?
Yeah, I don't know. And he's in another article that I read, he is actually wanting to keep his job with the TSA and argues that this is not a concern, but, you know, is this really the kind of people that you want patting down your children at the airport?
He still has his job, too, right? Is that what you...
I believe so, yeah. It's pending investigation or whatever, but...
Right. Well, of course, if he's in jail, he won't have his job. Like, do you think the TSA would hold his job for him if he
probably
actually went to jail?
Not, yeah.
I wouldn't think that that they would. But nonetheless, he has three friends, or he had three friends. Didn't you say they took his profile down?
Yeah, that page is gone. I managed to capture a screen capture of
right.
it a few days ago before it disappeared.
I wonder what that's all about. Do you think he pulled it down?
I would imagine he has to, or maybe MySpace pulled it.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Just kind of an interesting look into the personal life of one of the... I don't know how many thousands of screeners they have working for the TSA.
I think their employee count is over 100,000, but I could be way off.
So. Now, you've got this guy who's working for the TSA, and who knows how many others with bizarro sexual preferences. Mm-hmm. And you combine this guy with the backscatter machines, these machines that they're forcing actually on people in the UK now. If you don't go through the machine, if they select you to go through the machine and you don't go through, you don't get on a plane, unlike in the United States where you'll have an option to get a pat-down as opposed to going through the x-ray. And what are
for
they,
now.
They are they're not x-rays, it's something else, right?
Well, there's the backscatter and millimeter wave. There's two technologies, just depends on which one they get.
Got it. So you've got somebody like this operating that machine, and we know that those machines have the capability of capturing photos and things like that. It's just creepy, man.
Yeah, I mean, they say it has to be in a special test mode and so forth, and that it's all, you know, it underlines in the manual that, oh, this is all voluntary. And we know that's how they always start this stuff out, is voluntary, mm-hmm. get people used to it, get them into the machines, and then later one day they just up and decide, oh, okay, well, now it's mandatory, and if you don't do it, you're not going to fly.
That's right. That's how it'll work. And it's people like him that are going to be in charge of that system. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As we continue, Frank is on the line listening in Canton to WCER. Hello, Frank.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, just the subject matter that you're talking about. You know, I'm an older man. I'm in my 60s. And I was molested as a very small child.
Who was it?
And I'll share this on a personal basis on dealing with people that have been molested that were children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children, you know, somewhere around 5 to 8 years old start dabbling with sex and start getting sexual feelings. Okay, and you know, as we progress in our life up to the years of 17, 18 years old, you know, sex is a very wonderful feeling and a new wonderful explosive, if I might use that term.
I certainly like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all enjoy sex in the right context. Okay.
Very good.
But children are very susceptible to sexual exploitation, and oftentimes they feel guilty and dirty. Okay. But they are lured in by the sexual innuendos, and they're very, you know, children also like to experiment. But oftentimes after they have experimented, they feel, although fulfilled sexually, they feel dirty.
I want to come back and talk to you about it here, Frank. If you don't mind, hang on. 800-259-9231. Is sex dirty? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health.
Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, where you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Hey, and Sam.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And that is freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by startpage.com. You can take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Not only that, but Startpage just a few days ago launched their brand new proxy service. So once you use startpage.com to search, you can go to any of the results that come up normally, or you can use their proxy and essentially Startpage surfs to the website for you, so it becomes completely anonymized surfing as well as searching. So startpage.com is your, it's really, it's turned into your home for privacy on the web for private web browsing. Again, that's startpage.com. As we continue, Frank, I believe, is still with us listening to WCER in Canton. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
So, Frank, you were talking about child molestation, and the reason you brought it up, or you called in tonight, was because we had a story about a TSA screener in Orlando who is being brought up on charges of molesting a 12-year-old girl. And you were talking about from your perspective, kids are definitely interested in sex, but if they do consummate the act in some way, whether it's with somebody of their age or elsewise, you said that they feel dirty?
Yeah, they feel, subconsciously, they feel somewhat defiled. Now, what you do is you...
Is this how you felt when you were doing something at a younger age? Or when something was done to you?
No, when I woke up and had a relative orally on me, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
How old were you at the time?
4 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So when I...
Now, Well, now, when you say that kids feel defiled or feel dirty, are you talking about specifically in instances of molestation, in that unwanted sexual acts are done to them? Or are you talking about also that they feel that, in your opinion, feel that way after a consensual act?
Well, let's start at the rudiments first, the basic premise. Since sexual activity brings about a climax even before puberty, okay, it tears a child's moral, ethical, spiritual conscience in two, because they enjoyed the conclusion of the act.
So you are talking about, because I want to make sure we're separating.
Ethical.
Wait, Frank. I want to make sure we're clear here, because I don't want to conflate what is essentially a molestation, an unwanted sexual activity, versus something that is consented to. I realize that some people don't believe that kids can consent, or children, or teens, or whatever, can consent to sexual activity. I, for one, I don't believe that to be the case. I think there's a world of difference between unwanted sexual activity, as in molestation, and a consensual sexual act. So are you saying, Frank, that you believe that the things you're talking about happen during a consensual act of sex for young people?
I don't think a four-year-old...
I'm not talking about four. Let's talk about 14. Well, how about 14?
Let's talk around 12, 13 years.
Fine.
Let's say if they are compromised by coerced with money or favors. Children have enough idea about money,
mm-hmm.
cash, and favoritism.
What if they're charging the cash? What if we're talking about a teenage prostitute?
Well, now you're getting into social structure, okay, where children's moral ethical values are being compromised by perversion and cash and favors. I've been around the world twice, okay, being a veteran, and I have seen little 6- and 7-, 8-year-old children sell their mothers and their sisters and be a pimp for their sisters and mothers for cold cash.
Okay.
Okay? So what's happening, you're breaking down spiritual, ethical, moral values in a society when you don't set guidelines and standards. You're destroying and fussing up moral, ethical, spiritual guidelines.
Okay, so we've gone kind of all over the map here, Frank.
And no, I'm trying to keep it in a context circle.
Well, at first we were talking about sex and young people, and you were saying that the climax makes them feel dirty, and you never really made it clear when I tried to ask you to clarify. Are you talking about some sort of act that is coercive in basis, or are you talking about an act, a sexual act, making them feel dirty that is consensual in basis, in that one that they voluntarily chose to get into?
Voluntarily, because they're coerced. Because the sexual feeling and climax always feels good, doesn't it?
How is that coercion?
Well, because you're tearing a child's moral, ethical, spiritual identity apart.
What if, okay, are we talking about in every instance? Like, what about two 13-year-olds playing with, you know, each other? What about them just fooling around? I mean, we're not necessarily talking about a 57-year-old and a 13-year-old here, are we?
No, we're talking about spiritual or sexual experimentation.
At any age, with anyone else of any other age.
True.
You're saying that's bad. You're saying it's bad.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. Why?
Because I don't think they're... because we protect children, okay, from certain things that mature adults have the freedom to enjoy, because they're supposed to have enough lifetime experiences to go ahead and step out of that boat and make their own decisions. But if you don't set laws protecting children, okay, from people that would pervert socially for their own personal pleasure, children, the children's values and moral and spiritual ethics, you're not protecting children.
So then you're pretty, are you pretty happy with the laws as they are, Frank, where in many cases it's age 18 or 16 that is the age of consent, various different states around the country?
Well, not without a moral, you know, children can also lie. In other words, you could say this man or that person molested you and do it for the gain of money by blackmailing that individual.
It's probably happened.
Frank,
so that happens too. But what I'm saying to you, okay, is that we need to set guidelines and laws that protect children,
not only
from their...
Whose job is it to protect the children? Who do you think is in the best place to do that?
Well, a parent can't be around a 12-year-old 24/7.
Okay, but so then you're saying that the laws should be there to protect the children, and that's why we need government in charge of this?
I think government oversight is a very important thing.
Well, but did you not just see or hear the article that we read about the types of people that are attracted to these government jobs because they have that monopoly power
to steal
children?
I'm well aware of all the perverted people working in the CPS.
Okay. Did you hear about the study that shows that I think it's 13% of kids in the custody of the state are raped or abused, molested, whatever?
Yeah.
And that it's only 20%, 2% of that is by other inmates, other people in the juvenile center. The other 10%. I said 13, it's 12. The other 10% is the guards, the government workers.
That's so right, and I believe in full prosecution of those instances.
Okay, but you want to put these people who have proven themselves year and year again to be abusing children, raping, molesting them, you want to put them in charge and just hope that they hold themselves accountable, even though, you know, we've got all of this evidence that shows that they just don't.
I think it would be wiser for parents to be more ethical themselves and live an ethical life and
take care of their kids. I agree. Yeah.
But if they don't live the life that you think they should live, you're willing to aggress against them, right, Frank?
Let me say what Jesus said. Jesus said, you know, it would be better that a millstone be hung around a man's neck and for him to be thrown into the sea.
I think Jesus would use forgiveness and compassion. Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Sam over on his website, obscuredtruth.com. Lots of great liberty-oriented documentary and kind of news packagey style reports over at obscuredtruth.com. Though not all of the stuff that your team works on shows up at obscuredtruth.com. Sometimes it pops up over at freekeen.com. In fact, it always pops up at freekeen.com. Your lady Meg, your editing partner, has put something together that I thought was pretty entertaining recently, and that's one thing that you can't find at obscuredtruth.com. You have to go to freekeen.com to see that. It's citizens resisting a what is it? Citizens
against the... Oh, gosh.
No, citizens resisting something. C-R-A-P.
Citizens resisting the assault of police officers. That's what it is. So it's a new group, grassroots organization that really wants to get out there and support the law enforcement members of the community that have been brutally assaulted by dangerous criminals out on the street.
Right, and there's an interesting proposal that is brought up in the video. I won't spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it, but go over. It takes, what, 2.5 minutes, I think?
2.5 minutes, yep.
It's not a long investment, and that's right now at freekeen.com. So we were talking, and we'll get back to the calls here in a moment, but I just wanted to continue with some thoughts on what Frank was saying earlier. Frank was basically calling with what essentially was a justification of the system as it is today, even though, Sam, you pointed out that the system, whether it's CPS or TSA or whoever, especially the jobs where people have access to children, like mm-hmm. the CPS juvenile system, that kind of thing, it attracts the weirdos. It attracts the molesters.
It turns some of them into the weirdos and the people. I mean, I think it's a combination of both. But, yeah, where else can they get that kind of power?
Catholic Church. But, you know, really, there aren't that many other options, right? So it attracts those folks. And even though you pointed that out, he still was of the belief that we need to have these government rules telling people what they can and can't do sexually, and that, well, if it's true that 10% of the kids in the juvenile system are molested and raped by the people that are holding them there, then, well, that's just the price you have to pay, and we just need to crack down on those people even further, was essentially what he was saying. And it all comes from his viewpoint that sexual activity, regardless of whether it was wanted or unwanted, as we managed to pull out of him during that last segment, that sexual activity involving young people is inherently a dirty thing, that there's something wrong with that. And I understand where he's coming from. This is a common belief found throughout the society that we're in, and I think it comes from a Puritan past, a very religious-based past.
You know, I think in his past, you know, with his history of personally being abused, he knows it's something that really has affected his life, it sounded like, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's something that he wouldn't want to see happen to other children. And he looks around and sees the world as it is today with, you know, this government apparatus keeping everyone in line, supposedly. And he doesn't, I think it's hard for people like that to look outside of the current paradigm and say, you know, how could children be protected without this monopoly government in there to force everybody to do it a certain way? It may not be the best system. I think he was, you know, admittedly seeing that.
You have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but he wants to believe that, well, we still have to do it this way because otherwise what would happen? And I just think it's a lack of exposure to kind of how the market would regulate some of these things and handle some of these things in the absence of the state.
You know, it's also interesting when you look at these instances of sexual molestation or worse, rape. When you look at this and you look at the victims of these sorts of things, it's interesting to see the different directions that those people take it. You know, some people take it in the I'm a victim direction, and then they, you know, they sort of mold their lives around that particular mentality as though that a certain amount of damage has been done and cannot be undone, and that you know, this is the end for their sexual freedoms or whatever.
Yeah, they make up that it means all of these things about themselves, that, you know, they're not worthy or that no man would ever want them or, you know, all kinds of things, that these ideas just sort of seep in and become who they are and affect them for the rest of their lives. And I think where you're going with this is other people choose to look at it as an empowering event in their life and are able to go and speak out about it and, you know, inspire other people to really sort of come out and speak out about it and help put a stop to this or raise awareness at the least.
Right. So the difference there is pretty tremendous, and it's all up to them. I mean, they were all raped or molested or whatever. Something very similar happened to all of them. Why do some of them take it in one direction versus some of them take it in another? And I think it has to do with the underlying a set of beliefs that these people have. You know, if you're someone like Frank who believes that all sexual activity, wanted sexual activity under a certain age is dirty. You know, when he was saying there, when a young person has a climax, they feel dirty. Well, maybe that's true about Frank, but it's not necessarily true about somebody that may have been raised in a home where they were taught to be more open-minded towards sex and taught that sex is natural and that sex is okay and that you need to be safe about it, but otherwise that it's a healthy thing.
That may be one of the things that Frank made up because out of his experience that, well, when you know, it's a child involved, that it's automatically dirty, and that's one of the kind of beliefs that runs his life or that is kind of integrated into who he is, and it shapes his view of the world, and anything outside of that view he tends to reject because of his own personal experience.
And we've had Frank on the show as a caller a number of times, and usually he calls in. Tonight was an unusual night for him because typically he calls in on a religious topic. If we're talking about, you know, that religion, theology, that sort of thing, he'll call in with what is a very Christian kind of fundamental sounding perspective, and I don't want to put too many labels on him because I don't know exactly what it is that he said overall the time we've talked to him. But the impression I've gotten is that he has that kind of fundamentalist Christian mentality, which, of course, has a very clear fear of sexual activity anywhere outside of the institution of marriage. So, of course, Frank is going to think that, you know, a 14-year-old having sex, regardless of whether it's with another 14-year-old or a 28-year-old or a 40-something-year-old, is going to be that same dirty sensation for him because, well, he was told this is bad. He was told that it's wrong to have sex outside of marriage, and so therefore he should feel dirty, even though, as he admits, the orgasm felt good, even though the act itself felt good. He's attaching all of these other, this baggage to the act. And it's just not necessarily, it doesn't have to be that way, I guess, Frank, for everybody else out there. And the reason why it's that way for you is because you've made that choice.
Exactly.
So that's what I wanted to share about that. And then what would Jesus do? What would Jesus, because he brought up Jesus at the very end of the call. What would Jesus do if his son or daughter were molested by someone? Would he want that person thrown in a cage?
I think it'd be forgiveness.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. And when you look at the reactions, I mean, if you go to the story that we were telling you about the guy from the TSA, you go to the Orlando television website and you look at the comments. There aren't that many of them, but as you might expect, the comments are very vitriolic, very angry towards this guy. You know, give him what's for, lock him up, all of that stuff. And has he done wrong? Certainly. I mean, unwanted sexual activity is wrong. I mean, he's harmed the girl in that way. Does she deserve restitution? Absolutely. Is she going to get that from him sitting in a jail cell? Certainly not. So to me, that's not a solution. It's just punishment. It doesn't make anybody whole. It doesn't do anything to try to make amends or make something right. And it doesn't seem to be something that Jesus would support, but yet many of the people who yell the loudest about sexual activity amongst young people, whether wanted or unwanted, are the most likely to be people that self-describe as Christian or religious.
Hmm.
And I think it's just that they've got something wrong. There's something really fundamentally wrong when you think that people who have been, you know, child molesters need to be, need to have their penis chopped off or something like that. Or, I mean, that's, you're smiling, but that's one of the suggestions that has been made in the past, is that, you know, these guys should be sterilized, or they should, you know, have this happen to them or that happen to them. And they love the idea of many people. I'm not just talking about Christians here, because there's some very open-minded Christians, and I don't want to group them all into the same place, but let's talk about like the fundamentalists. I know what's best. I want to force my viewpoint on you. You know, these people are out there trying to do that, and it just doesn't seem to be the message of Jesus, the person that they claim is their savior and the person they claim to want to emulate. Jesus wouldn't go and fight a war, as I understand it, over in another country, kill other people. He wouldn't have done that. And I don't think that he would have done anything but forgive and turn the other cheek and offer compassion and love to people like this weirdo that works for the TSA.
Right. But, I think what you're getting into is you're talking about organized religion and what they have taught people that Jesus was about. And it's really designed to sort of control people and shape their views about the world.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. See you soon.